All right. I'm realizing with this Audio Boom app, I don't need to worry about the edits. Just Vox and go.
Okay.
In semi-seriousness, though, I do want to say that Audio Boom has emerged as the winner of all the apps that I had evaluated, and it's kind of funny because really I had cast it out and thought that perhaps it was inadequate compared to the others. So in this category, you have Audio Boom, which I already mentioned, MixLR, Spreaker, and then they kind of connect with MixCloud and SoundCloud. Now here's the problem. Okay, Spreaker, I love Spreaker. You can do live, okay? So Spreaker, MixLR is only live, all right? And then if you want to actually save the recording, you have to export it to MixCloud or SoundCloud. So that's one caveat there. Now, with Spreaker, you cannot listen in line within Facebook. So that's a dinger there, okay? Audio Boom is not live, and it kind of lacks some other features, but it does one thing very well, which is that it allows you to upload audio into it or record it and then upload it into Facebook and Twitter, and voila, it plays inline in both. Okay, so, you know, keep it simple, sweetie. Kiss, okay? I really want to hammer this thing about the 12 steps because I am going to start pushing this meme quite intensely on Facebook because I'm sick of the Islamophobia. I'm fucking sick of it. Oh, an expletive just flew there. Sorry. Okay, but I'm really sick and tired of the Islamophobia. I grew up around it. All right. I'm generally sick of religious ignorance. Okay. Now, I'm not one to regret the past or whatever, okay? I am who I am, and I'm proud of all that, but I do want to, you know, advance to the future more quickly, and I want my son to not have to go through some of the stupid travails or trials that I went through, and part of that has to do with the ignorance within Hinduism, okay? Even within Arya Samaj, I found out from my mamiji that the Gita is censored, essentially. Okay, so Swami Dayanand, which I have utmost respect for, who is the Martin Luther of India, he himself came up across obstacles, okay? And, you know, he was poisoned to death in the end, okay? But prior to that, he was, you know, what can you say? The distortions were present, you know, this is in his era, the 1800s, all right? So he didn't speak English, so that was a big thing, okay? He spoke some, I mean, he was fluent in Sanskrit, spoke Hindi, okay, but he didn't speak English. So that whole world was cut off. A lot of my research is thanks to, well, I speak English, obviously, and the research, though, is from a lot of these British theosophical societies and such, which actually also met up with Dayanand, you know, oddly enough, whatever, however you say that, okay? Now, my concluding point about the 12 steps, okay, about interfaith, all right, is that in the book Came to Believe, you have Muslims that have come into recovery, okay? So it's like, if Islam is flawed, as some that have come through recovery still maintain, then what hope is there for those Muslims, you know? Or, like, is then, you know, why isn't Christianity flawed? I don't know. It's just, look, I guess the reason I really hammer recovery is because you come in to the program of recovery and you are told to cast aside your judgments. You are told to, you know, not view this other person as a man, woman, or whoever, but someone who is there to heal, okay? So how can you do that and at the same time go, oh, this Abrahamic faith, you know, 1 billion adherents, you know, of which it has or whatever, they're just screwed for life, you know? And the comment that was made in my Facebook page was, even if every single terrorist were killed, it seems like Islam would just make more. That's just the stupidest, most ignorant thing I've heard, you know, and I really need to call that out. I think I'm going to go do that once I'm done with this Vox. So peace out.